You're invited to join 19,000 Portsmouth fans at the climax of the 2002-2003 season, during and after two of the most important games in their recent history. Hear what it was like for the players, the manager and the fans. Experience the pitch invasions, sing along with the crowd. Are you ready to party?
Over Fratton Park on this spring evening, we see Portsmouth playing Burnley in what may well be a historic game that could spell Pompey's promotion into the Premiership for the first time. Until last Saturday, Pompey had held onto the top spot in the First Division since August, but an uncharacteristic lapse of concentration in injury time on Saturday's game against Sheffield Wednesday gifted the struggling Owls with a winner and a lifeline as they battle against the drop at the opposite end of the table. The upshot was that Pompey had to put their celebrations on hold until tonight. The champagne has been brought out again and the scene is set for what everyone involved at the football club hopes will be a historic event. A point today will mean Pompey are certain of an automatic promotion spot and will signal their return to the top flight for the first time since Alan Ball took his Pompey side briefly into what was then the First Division 15 years ago. The atmosphere is charged with expectation for what promises to be a huge occasion, as everyone here is willing on Harry Redknapp's men to do the business tonight and make the giant leap from the nationwide First Division to the Barclaycard Premiership. Portsmouth is collectively preparing to change its bank account. We're getting ready to leave the nationwide and sign up for a new Barclaycard. Come on.
Let's remix it.
Break for Quasi, left angle of the area, end to end just for the moment. Quasi puts it across, a chance, and it's gone in from Pomeroff! Pomeroff is the goal scorer! It's 20 for the Bulgarian, and wouldn't you know it, it's the first time a Portsmouth player's hit 20 since Guy Whittingham. It might be his most important one of the season. It's Portsmouth 1, Burnley 0. Football for the first time in 15 years. I'm just looking down there. Yakuba and Dion Burton run on the pitch as well. They've been shaking water bowls over the lads.
Look at Paul Merson. He can hardly move. There are 200 or 300 people and even more now spilling onto the pitch. It's inevitable. But who can stop these fans coming onto the pitch because they've had doldrums for so many years?
Absolute brilliant scenes here at Fratton Park. You can hardly see a blade of grass from the centre circle all the way round to the touchline now.
Well, the whole of the four sides of the grounds have gathered in front of the south stand, the stand which has seen so many scenes down the years, and now there are thousands of supporters on the pitch cheering these heroes. Blue and white checkered flags, moons and crescents, scarves, balloons, dolls, the whole montage. Scenes of great joy for Portsmouth. Tears from the older generation. They've seen it many years ago. Championship glory in 49-50, of course. But so many relegation Houdini escape acts since then. Great. Look on the director's box there. There's champagne going off. And it's Harry Redknapp opening up the champagne, rather like on a Grand Prix podium. He sprays it over on the supporters down below. They don't care. They're celebrating a night that doesn't happen very often in your life.
Absolutely brilliant.
Paul, is that a tear I can see in your eye there?
No. It's absolutely brilliant, though, for everyone connected with Portsmouth Football Club. They've waited so many years for it, but let's just hope you know, that we can go up, we do ourselves justice now. We are back top of the league, and just listen to those fans now down there again.
Oh, just look at the goal mouth at the front end. I can't see who the particular player is down there, but there's an absolutely massive congregation of people there, arms in the air. They want this night to go on forever into eternity.
Yeah, it's Paul Merson, that
is. Paul Merson once again being carried off. Just look at the scenes. You've just never seen anything like it. Forget Scotland at Wembley in the 70s where they took over the whole of the Wembley pitch, because this is quite something exceptional.
Wow, what scenes. It's unbelievable.
The whole pitch is just swarmed. A massive sea of blue and white. Another champagne cork goes and it sprays down onto Harry Redknapp below.
One, two, three, four.
Kev Ryan of Portsmouth Supporters Club.
All right then, Kev, big moment for us all, isn't it? Please just explain to me how you're feeling at the moment.
Oh, just over the moon, gobsmacked, can't believe it. You know, I mean, this time last season, every season for the last 6 years, we're worried about relegation. This year we're in the Premiership! Even Harry didn't believe this was a possibility. The outside was the playoffs, but now the lads have gelled and they've given the supporters absolutely everything, 110%.
What's your view on our chances for winning the league?
I think the boys are going to go and do it for us, I really do. I think the hype and the tension got to them Saturday, a little bit of complacency, but I think tonight there was none of that. They knew they had a second chance. They've taken the 3 points, got ahead of Leicester, and we will keep it.
Is there one player you think that you'd single out this season for special praise?
Not one player, but I really felt the club became professional when they signed Paul Merson. He has changed the whole outlook of the players and everything else around. Seasoned pros like Dazoo, Fox have been very professional.
What do you reckon of the debt that the supporters and the club owe to Harry Redknapp?
They owe a big debt to Harry, they owe a big debt to Jim, Kevin Bond, players, but most of all a very, very big debt to Milan. Without him bankrolling the club, allowing Harry to sign the players that we've got, this would not have happened. Thank you, Milan. I just hope it's been worth his $25 million.
What's the big game for next season?
Obviously everyone will say the Scummers, but I think just to be in the Premiership, they're all big games now. We're up!
Yeah. Goodbye to the Nationwide.
Yeah, definitely.
Hearing the new commands in front, there's an air of intoxicated anticipation. Earlier today, a packed house watched on the big screen as Norwich pulled a goal back to share the points with second place Leicester. That stumble by Leicester has left Portsmouth in an amazing position with the Championship there for the taking. Pompey's place in the Premiership is assured, and tonight they face Rotherham in the knowledge that a victory will bring the Division 1 Championship trophy to Portsmouth. Everyone here is in a party mood, and they're expecting another big night out.
Well, it's another wonderful, wonderful night here at Fratton Park.
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. I'm just pleased that they've let the flags back into the ground. At one stage, they were banned because of, you know, offensive weapons and things like that. But to see the colour and to see the fans just waving them, what a scene it is. As you said, big yellow and blue flags all over, big blue and white checkered flags. The scene's setting it all ready for the day to hopefully finish with a victory for Portsmouth and the Championship coming to Fratton Park.
Just getting a semblance of a grip in central midfield at the moment. They're working well between Stone and Sherwood and Kwasi, and now Fester gets a touch, also wearing white boots tonight. Perhaps he hasn't got long left in his Fratton Park career, but that's a good ball into the area, and that is a penalty kick very early in the game, and the man that has been penalised is Guy Branston, and what a dream opportunity this is for Portsmouth. And guess what? Paul Merson hasn't scored at the Fratton end all season. Is this the moment for the captain? Everyone of the 19,000 crowd has crossed their fingers, are biting their nails and their lips. 10 minutes played, Branston has pushed over Todorov, and Merson now stands poised to put Portsmouth towards that nationwide First Division trophy. Here he comes with his right foot and scores his first goal at the Fratton end. He jumps into the crowd at the Thai Europe stand. Glory all around Fratton Park. There's even a crazed fan on the pitch with a blue and white checkered flag. But a dream start for Portsmouth. The skipper has them in front. Portsmouth 1, Rotherham 0. Long ball into the area. Lee's trying to get onto it, and there's Branston with a goal, and he marches pedestrian-like towards the Rotherham fans. High fives all around, and out of nothing, the man that gave the penalty away has now put Rotherham on level terms. Portsmouth 1, Rotherham 1. A triangle between Fox, Primus and Kwasi ends with Stone, the fourth component of that attack, feeding it down the right-hand line towards Pericard, who's in the area. Pericard tries to cross towards Todorov, who scores his 22nd goal of the season. Portsmouth rocked by that equaliser a moment ago, and now Todorov, the Bulgarian, has once again put Portsmouth within touching distance of the nationwide First Division trophy. We're just beyond the halfway point in the first half. Portsmouth 2, Rotherham 1. Corner will be taken from their right-hand side, which Nick Dawes, who's rather a set-piece specialist for the Millers, crosses a long one to the far post. Nobody picked up the player coming in there, and it was Chris Swales from the back who has put Rotherham on level terms for a second time. Look at the glee on his face, and would you believe it? Twice they've been behind, they're now level. Portsmouth 2, Rotherham 2. Dink ball forward by Fester, finds Kwasi. Crosses to Pericard, who heads down. Here's Todorov with the third goal for Portsmouth. His 23rd goal of the season. Todorov is on fire at Fratton Park, and Portsmouth once again for the third time edging closer to that First Division title. Well, Portsmouth 3, Rotherham 2.
Thank you. Bournemouth with a record 97 points. He's back here. He's woken this sleeping giant. There's a mass invasion on the pitch, and Portsmouth are back at the elite of British football as champions of the First Division. Portsmouth 3, Rotherham 2. They've done it. They've held off a resilient, gritty Rotherham side by 3-2, and there was no way you were ever going to be able to keep these jubilant supporters on the pitch, because in front of us, rather like it was, Paul, against Burnley 2 weeks ago, they're all there, but this time they've come with many, many more flags, and again they have a party, and the champagne corks will once again be popping all around Hillsea Island. Yeah. This team were down in the basement division, the old Division 4 between 1978 and 1980. They've dragged themselves back. They've gone to extinction virtually in administration, and now, well, that's just a distant memory. This chairman, Milan Mandrić, what is he all about?
What is the chairman about? He must be lapping this up. You know, he came with an idea and a real desire for this club, and now he's seeing something being carried across this pitch. It's a big arch, and it's got on it Division 1 champions. Nationwide Division 1 champions. How good does that sound? And it's even being brought out, Division 1 champions, Portsmouth Football Club. That's superb. Everyone in this ground, flags are still being waved. People are chanting. The scenes here are absolutely brilliant, with Kubu and Todorov coming out with bottles of champagne. Tim Sherwood as well with a bottle of champagne. Nigel Quasi.
Fantastic moment for these Portsmouth players. Harper and Stone have made it onto the platform. Todorov is just about to climb up with Kubu. And most of the Pompey players coming out now. Guy Batty, Perry Card.
Look at Linvoy Promise.
Chest out, both arms up, lovely. And of course, voted player of the year just before the game.
And he deserves a
big cheers there for Kevin Bond, the reserve team manager, and of course, assistant boss there, Jim Smith.
That's right, and the eagle shout for Jim Smith coming out there, but the two that they're leaving to last, Harry Redknapp and Paul Merson, still yet to come out.
No doubt they'll get the biggest cheer, and Alan Knight there, Alan Knight, making his way out, the goalkeeping coach here.
All the coaching staff just going out there. That's nice to see, all in a group.
Here we go. No prizes for guessing who that's coming out.
Harry and Paul Merson, brilliant. Absolutely superb.
Truly wonderful scenes here at Pratton Park as the floodlights take a full hold here. Most of the Pompey squad now on that platform. Just about room for them all with the children and obviously a lot of the reserves there and the full squad there as well. The champagne is sprayed all over that platform, all over the Pompey squad as the fans here around Pratton Park go absolutely delirious. Fantastic scenes. Once I have to say, Paul, I've only ever seen on TV on European night.
That's right.
I didn't think there were any danger that we weren't going to go up.
Assistant manager Jim Smith.
To be fair, if you look at the league, you know, we're worried about shoving out, but they'll end up with about 18 points behind us, so winning the championship at home was the best.
Pretty amazing sight seeing all those flags down.
Fantastic, absolutely fantastic, and they're going to have to do that every week next year when we're at home. And that's what we need. We need that atmosphere, and they were unbelievable. And I'm serious, we do need them with the flags and everything else that comes with it every game, every home game next season.
Lovely feeling, you know, to see some of these supporters so happy.
Manager Harry Redknapp.
And to have won the championship was something I really wanted. Once we'd got promoted and was, you know, there all year, I thought we deserved it really, and we'd been top all season, so that was, I thought it would have been a shame not to have got the trophy in the end.
It was like being in Europe. It was the best sight I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think we need that next year. I think that the way they were with the flags and the support, that's what we're going to need every Saturday, every week next season.
amazing, you know. So I've never won anything in my professional career ever before, so this memory of the championship and the promotion will live in my memory for a long, long time.
Hayden Fox.
To think that we could throw it all away and come second, nothing. No one remembers who comes runners-up or anything, you know, and the season ends up being, OK, we got promoted and that was it. But to actually win the championship, mate, was a tremendous feeling, you know, and it's just terrific, mate.
And what did it look like from looking around the ground?
Oh, I've never felt anything, I've never seen it like it, never. Obviously, because I've never won a championship or anything before, but, mate, the fans were mad. You know, the last 15, 20, 30 minutes or something in the second half, we couldn't even hear each other on the pitch. You know, it was amazing. Sometimes you have to take a step backwards to take two forward, and I definitely think I've done that this season. You know, a lot of people would have been looking at the start of the year and going, why the hell is he going to Portsmouth? Bottom of the league for the last 6 years. But I don't think people will be saying that now.
It meant a lot more winning the championship than actually getting promoted.
Supporters Player of the Year, Linvoy Primus.
Because it really meant that no one else, we were the best team in the league. We felt that throughout the season, being up there as long as we have been, it would have been an injustice not to finish up as champions. But that emotion, that just the togetherness to see the crowd, and everyone was like, we all wanted the same thing and we all got the same thing on the day. And to do it at home, it was brilliant. It was really good. It's not often that teams get promoted and win a championship. There's four teams every year that manage to have a winner's medal. So, no, it's just enjoying the moment and taking it all in and just looking forward to what's going to happen next season.
The whole season's been fantastic.
The legend, Alan Knight.
Boys have been marvellous. The special thing was that we managed to do both things at home. Jealous as hell of the lads, obviously. I'd love to have played, but that's not to be. But no, they've been fantastic all season, and just pleased for everyone associated with the club and people in the city. Really.
There's only one Milan! There's only one Milan! There's only one!
What about that then?
Absolutely fantastic.
John Westwood.
Didn't swear then. Unbelievable, I tell you, it's absolutely brilliant. Yes. We've waited for this for years and years and years, and scummers, here we come, scummers, here we come, and we're going to win the Premiership.
Is that a big game for next season?
No, that's the game of the season, the two games of the season. Without a doubt. Forget Man United, forget Liverpool, forget Arsenal, scummers, here we come.
Give me a tinkle on the belt.
The Championship, with our real team.
Championes was produced by James Payton, and commentary clips were used with the kind permission of BBC Radio Solent.